Podcast Viewfinder.
Where must we go, we who wander this wasteland in search of our better selves? Hey, I'm James.
I'm Chris.
This is Podcast Viewfinder.
Episode 7.
Yeah, pretty exciting. Episode 7. 7's a lucky number, so this one's going to be fantastic
today.
It's
going to be lucky. If you listen to it, you might win some money.
I don't know.
We're not giving it away, but maybe like if you play the lottery, you're like, hey, I won some money.
But you have to play the lottery. Maybe you don't. Maybe it's just one of those lucky days where you can do whatever.
And money will fall in your lap. Why is money the end goal?
Because you can buy stuff. Yeah. It gives you the freedom to have power. Like, you can lord it over people. I have more money than you. That's what Chris does to me.
I do.
He's like, check it out. And he's like, got his ones, and I've got my pennies. My ones are smaller than his ones.
I got my Washingtons. So,
shake it out.
If this is your first time tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder, we just talk about different stuff in the world around us, pop culture, news, our lives, and just our worldview. And our worldview shapes everything that we do. This week, James, we got interviewed this past Friday.
We did. That was pretty exciting.
We got a special interview from some kids at one of the local high schools here in Evansville, New Tech.
Yeah.
And they're just talking about, it was for an English class, but like everybody in the class had to do different interviews about religion.
Yeah.
So they had to go talk to people about why they believe certain things. And a lot of questions, they seemed like leading questions a little bit towards like, religious acceptance, or wait, what's
tolerance?
Religious tolerance. Can we, can we live at peace with one another?
And we said no.
Yeah, so we gotta go kill. People with kindness.
That one. Oh, didn't know where you were taking that.
We're not going back to the Crusades. That was a dark period for us.
It was not so good.
No, so yeah, we just talked. Like it was fun. It was a good interview because one of the students was a Christian, and the other one, like, was
agnostic.
She's like, I don't really care about religion. Like, you do, you son. No way.
Whoa, are you already tired?
I'm already yawning, gosh.
Yeah, it's so, like 10 o'clock.
We're filming on a, we're recording on a Tuesday, because some priestly duties came up yesterday, so we had to postpone our recording of Podcast Viewfinder. So, but I guess we got interviewed. It was interesting, because I didn't know. Like, it was one of those things, how far do you push forward? Like, especially because it's...
Oh, you led them to the Lord. It was great.
I'm like, all right, let's prayer. Because they're going to show this to their high school class and stuff. And because I think a lot of times Christians get this view of, like, oh, they're closed-minded, they hate everybody and all this stuff. And so I wanted to present it in a way like, hey, we love people and we want people to know the truth. And so if I know that you're heading in the wrong direction, I'm going to help you.
Driving off of a cliff.
Yeah. I'm going to stop you, right? Like, I'm like, oh, James is going to drive off a cliff. Well, he probably shouldn't do that, but I'll just sit back and like, no, I'm going to like do everything I can to make sure that you don't do that. And so
please stop me. If I'm going to drive off a cliff, I would appreciate you stopping me.
So when it came to like religious tolerance, I said, well, I'm going to try to help them see the truth, because I believe that that we have the truth, and that other religions are like searching for that truth, but like they're incomplete a little bit, and so
basically they can believe whatever they want, but you're gonna still evangelize to them.
Yeah, and I would expect them to do the same for me.
Yeah,
like if they believe like, hey, this is the truth, and like we know that this is like the way to have that relationship restored between us and God, then I want them to tell me their version.
It's like when you go into Toys R Us and you're like, you see this cool toy, or you think it's a cool toy, but your friend knows it's a dumb toy and it breaks easy, but you got this money you've been saving up, you're going to spend on it, and they're like, no, don't buy that. It's wrong. Like, it's going to break on you. It's not going to get you where you want to be. It's a terrible video game, whatever it might be, and they know a little bit more, and so that's kind of where we're at. Like, we have a responsibility. Plus, Jesus said to do it. I don't know. Whatever he says, I kind of listen to. He's like, hey, go tell the world.
Yeah. And that's why we have this podcast, because we want to help you guys to think through the world around you and say, hey, is this something that I should be a part of, something I shouldn't be? And so with that, like, we always have disclaimers on the show. The disclaimer is the things that we talk about aren't necessarily things that we're promoting and saying, hey, you should watch this or listen to this or play this game or whatever. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows that. So we're going to talk about some stuff today that
hard.
I wouldn't recommend, but we'll get into that in a little bit. So yeah, so we'll just give them a brief overview of what's to come. So
yeah.
We can get excited. We can talk about some crazy stuff that happened in Florida.
Yeah.
Florida, always stuff happens in weird Florida. We'll talk about that later.
We're going to talk about monkeys.
We are going to talk about monkeys. That's coming up right now.
Laser cannons.
Ooh.
Yeah, I want a laser cannon.
That's your... we're going to look at what is reality. That's a good question. So,
yeah, what is reality?
And we're going to play... I hear back by popular demand, we're going to play Ann Chocolate.
A lot of people have emailed in.
Oh, man.
And
after our show last week, the internet,
blew up.
Twitter shut down. There were so many people talking about Ann Chocolate.
Yeah. For those of you wondering why it shut down, we caused it.
It was because people were like, Ann Chocolate. It was like, hashtag Ann Chocolate.
The NSA is listening in on this, recording our every word.
Also. Yeah. Because they're like, this podcast is going places. So, okay. So we're going to jump right into this because this story...
It's crazy.
Yeah, I looked at this and I'm like, what is going on? So, should chimpanzees have human rights? Because...
Obviously.
Apparently there's this group out there trying to get these chimpanzees freed from being tested on. And... But it's not even like a...
Kind of fair. I don't want no tests. I'm a chimp. I can't talk. So somebody's gotta speak for me.
Did you ever see what was that movie? Congo.
Yes.
The Michael Crichton
that
book.
That was great. That was crazy. There are lasers in that.
Yeah. So in Congo, there's that gorilla.
Wait,
that was
should
like,
you say it's spoiler alert? Are you gonna
spoiler,
give a spoiler
for Congo?
You haven't seen it yet.
I'm not going to give away the ending where everything falls apart and they get away. I'm not
going to
talk about that. So I'm going to talk about where that stupid gorilla has that little hand, like there's like a glove or something that like where she does sign language and it like talks for her. So she's like,
Amy,
like chocolate and bananas. And he's like, Amy, hey, ugly girl. Because she was jealous of that girl. And like, I hated that movie.
I liked it, but whatever. You can you're terrible.
So I am terrible, gladly.
And she's like, I felt like she was a hairy human.
She's
like a hairy human being.
A hairy human.
Yeah, like hair, you know, like not hairy.
So yeah, but she was communicating, but I don't know if chimps really can do that. So
they can. They did it in the movie. I saw it.
Yeah. So then, all right. So there's these chimpanzees at this place, and they're like being tested on. Well, then these animal rights groups come in, and they're like, "Hey, we want. Was it habeas corpus? Is that the right word? Where they're like, they shouldn't be." Held against their will. So they're like, all right, we'll release them. They were going to run around the streets like in the movie 12 Monkeys. Like, release the zoos. Let the animals run free.
I picture it more like Planet of the Apes. And I don't know if I want that to happen.
You're
a little crazy. But that could happen. See what... Yeah, I don't know.
Dr. Zayas.
You know what? Monkeys should be able to ride on buses, okay? And wear suits.
Monkeys!
Dude, how awesome would that be?
Monkeys are people, too.
Monkeys are people. I bet we could find a picture on the old Google.
Of a monkey riding a little bicycle. And, so
we need to link stuff.
All right, so on Monday...
Yeah.
Monday. I think this is an older article. This is like a few weeks ago. So, on Monday, a New York judge appeared to grant two chimpanzees a writ of habeas corpus. In other words, the chimps have the right to a day in court under a law that only applies to people. But after much kerfuffle, that's a great
kerfuffle.
Word.
Is this a
over the implications of applying habeas corpus to a chimp? The judge on Tuesday struck those words from her order. The chimps still get representation in court, but their personhood is not up for debate at the moment.
Ooh.
So
they're fighting for it.
Yeah, so they're going to like try to get the chimps released or whatever. But this reminds me of Legally Blonde 2 because...
I didn't watch that.
The other night...
How do you know what that's about?
I got home and my wife had just finished Legally Blonde 1 and was like, hey, you know what, that was so good. I have to watch the sequel. So she said we could watch something else, but she was already watching it and I knew she probably wouldn't get other time to watch Legally Blonde 2. So we watched it. And you know what it was about? It's about animal rights and like, oh, my little dog needs his mom released from animal testing and all this stuff. So we're not here to talk about animal testing, but James, your thoughts.
Well, you know, let's not.
Have you seen that picture with the mouse with the ear on it? How cool is that? They like grow an ear on a mouse's back. I don't know, but but this whole idea of. But this goes with worldview, right? So if I say that chimpanzees are
humans,
are not humans, but like they should have human rights, then that changes a lot of stuff. That goes back to then what
is
human rights? Yeah, like so what is humanity in this? We talked about artificial intelligence, AI, but now if we're talking about with animals, okay? So like what makes a human human? Like what separates us from the apes?
That's a good question. I don't throw my poop
anymore.
I got messed up.
We're like, James, if you're going to be working here.
Chris's office got a little dirty the first day. I was like, who needs a bathroom?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Because once you grant them, like, oh. But it falls into the whole evolution thing. Well, we just really only evolved from apes anyway. So they're just not as far along. So they'll be humans one day.
Yeah.
But I don't fall into that line of thinking. So I don't know. I'm sorry, chimps. I'm not for you getting human rights. I think that belongs to humans.
Yeah. So
and you're not a human.
So and like I understand like being cruel to animals and all that stuff. Like I don't want that. I'm not for that. But this is just kind of a weird like okay, how far are we gonna have to go before somebody says anything? Well, we are saying something. Monkeys aren't people yet. They'll get there in a couple hundred thousand years.
They'll get there.
All right. I don't even know what to call this segment, but it won't happen every week. But Florida is like the craziest.
Wait. We can't skip my section.
Oh, sorry.
So I was surfing the web.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I didn't see the laser.
See it? It's in blue. It's the only color besides you misspelled chimps. Chimpanzees. Yeah, it's okay.
All right.
So I get online and I'm just surfing and they want to put a laser cannon on the International Space Station. I'm like, what laser cannons? It's about time.
Laser beams.
Right? And I know what you're thinking. Death from above.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Death Star when I hear that. Laser cannon on the International Space Station. So, like, our technology's come a little bit further than what it was in Star Wars Episode 4.
Yeah.
So, a new hope. Yeah, and so, like, they're going to put this on
the space station.
Space station is going
to
be
the
Death
NSA,
Star.
This reminds me of, this reminds me of Captain America, the Winter Soldier. How they got the hover carriers. And they track citizens.
Yeah.
So now they're going to track people with their laser cannon.
Can they do that? And what does a laser cannon do when it's fired?
I don't know. You die at the laser.
So it's going to go and blow stuff up?
Yeah. No.
Can it do that? I don't know.
It just burns stuff up. It's like super heated, I think.
So if they're like, hey, I want to make some ramen really fast, where's my laser cannon?
Yeah, there you go. In the future, we'll all have lasers like that, though. Just like... Bzz. 2 seconds. Actually, no, this is for, it's not for killing people yet.
but
hopefully not. I don't know. You know, they could put something in space. We wouldn't know. How many of you would know out there?
Yeah.
I wouldn't until I saw like it shoot from the sky. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Aliens. And they just blame it on aliens.
Yeah, they would. I wouldn't be able to disprove that. Mars I got nothing. Attacks. I'd get my like binoculars out and those aren't great. They're like times 10.
So, but the purpose of it is to shoot down...
It's to shoot debris.
Space that's gonna, junk, as they call
it
now. Yes,
that's going to... Might hit the space station.
So. NASA researchers suggest that nearly 3,000 tons of space debris reside in low Earth orbit.
Yeah, so they're just going to shoot that.
3,000 tons of space junk?
How do you even get that much up there?
I don't know.
It shows you, like... Are we running out of space here? Yeah. So you guys just shoot it up there?
We're running out of space.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's just weird. So like, it'll fly around and it's like, oh, space trash.
Yeah. Oh, they're putting lasers on everything now, on ships. Pretty soon we'll have them on our cars, hopefully not. So space laser cannons.
Space lasers.
That's the future, not self-driving cars.
So... Well, but part of, like, the reason we have so many space trash is cell phones. right? Because yeah. don't they have satellites up there?
They do, for communication and GPS.
Yeah, and so the real blue article is about...
Yeah, that's true.
So we have show notes, and that's minor in different colors. So, but apparently they did research, and they found...
In England,
that kids, when their phones are taken away, they do better on tests.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're not distracted.
Yeah. Schools that ban students from carrying phones see a clear improvement in their test scores, according to a study by the London School of Economics.
Yeah.
So they banned phones.
And their average went, what, for the students who did better, academic honor kind of students, 6% increase, and then what, a 14% for the lower, the students who weren't doing as well?
Yeah. So listen to this quote. This is from one of the guys that did the study. We found the impact of banning phones for these students equivalent to an additional hour a week in school or to increasing the school year by 5 days.
Wow.
So hey, like, it's an hour a week.
Yeah.
And so how long are they at school? Let's say 8 to 3.
Yeah.
Right? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. 7 hours. Take an hour for lunch. You got 6 hours at school.
Yeah.
So within the course of 6 hours, so 6 times 5 is 30.
Yeah.
I got math. I didn't have something math. In school.
Thank so goodness math. Luke is listening.
6 times 5 is 30. So you got 30. Within 30 hours, you gain an extra hour of like smartness and alertness. Right. So, but this goes like our everyday lives.
Yeah.
How often do I spend on my phone?
Oh, you're always on. I try to have a deep conversation with you, and you're busy like doing your little...
I play Clash of Clans and Hearthstone, okay?
You get on Facebook, too.
I do, a little bit. Yeah. Not as much. I play games on my phone. Mm-hmm. Or check the latest IGN news or whatever. So, yeah. So, how much time are we, like, wasting in our lives that, like, could be, like, productive? So, that's crazy that they found that. So, so their studies went up. The average test score was by 14%.
Yeah.
So...
How many of you could use a 14% added to your grade? That's like, I could.
That's on underachieving students.
Yeah.
So that's most of our listeners.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Just insulting our listeners. Because they're listening while I'm supposed to be in school. But
not even the students who got the 6%. Man, I could use the 6%. That's between an A and a B.
Yeah.
How many of you have been frustrated when you get an 89? Well, if you weren't on your cell phone, you would have gotten 95.
That's crazy. So.
Yeah. So, but I kind of figured that. Of course, students won't like to hear that because we like our cell phones, even me.
Well, yeah. Well, you and I teach a program called Truth Talk in the schools. And how many times like we have to say, like, put your phones away.
Don't even listen.
Yeah. And they're like, got their phones out. Like, they're like under there, like sneaking. They're like, I see you.
Playing, I see that.
Playing Words with Friends.
Like, oh,
I
don't
play that anymore. But
Words with Friends. Who does
that? Words with Friends. Okay. Let's talk about Florida.
Okay, Florida.
Are you for Florida or against Florida?
I like Florida. Big stuff's there.
That's true. That's a camp. I'm going to Florida this summer for my friend's wedding that I get to be a part of. He works for the Tampa Bay Rays.
They got waves.
What up, Dave? They have waves. They have ocean. Yeah.
It's kind of like Evansville.
Yeah, nothing like Evansville. Yeah. But yeah, so I'm excited because I get to go to Florida this summer.
Yeah.
And then we're going to hang out there for another week, which is great. Like, I'm excited.
Wait, how much are you going to be in Florida?
Another week. I'm going to be out another week.
You get 2 weeks?
No.
Another week.
I'm just going to be gone a week.
Yeah.
After camp.
Oh, okay.
Man. This is exciting. Like, everybody's so excited. They're tuned in. Okay. So,
yeah.
So, Florida, I like Florida. Florida's crazy, though.
Tell me, why is Florida crazy?
This is why Florida crazy. Okay. So, there's this man.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. I guess there's good that men are in Florida.
His name is Jeff Gaylord. He's 37 years old. Walks into a police station.
Yeah.
He says, I got to turn myself in. I committed a murder.
Why would anybody do that?
Well, first of all, he sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah.
His name's Jeff, and it's spelled G-E-O-F-F.
Hey, I know a Jeff.
I know a, yeah, G-E-O-F. So Jeff comes in and he's like, hey, there's been a murder. I'd like to report. I'm going to turn myself in.
Wow.
Because it sounded like it was a crime that he didn't...
intend?
Yeah, it was just like, I think he got so angry at this individual. Like, okay, listen to this guy.
Okay.
His room was a mess all the time with his toys and dolls. This is the guy that he killed. He left his empty vodka bottles all over the kitchen, never picked up his empty cocaine bag. He's like, look, because he was trying to help his friend out. His friend like got into heavy drugs and alcohol.
Wow.
He said he left the toilet seat down when he used the bathroom. He messed up my apartment to the point where I just couldn't keep it clean.
Wait, aren't you supposed to leave the toilet seat down?
No. Not if you're going, it's not if you're peeing. Because then you like pee on the toilet seat. So he's like mad. He's like just, he's like, you know, we do all this stuff. He was his best friend. But he started doing weird things and when he started doing drugs and acting weird.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Did I kill him?
So he just got to the point where, like, he snapped. And he's like, that's it. I killed the guy and he went and had to turn himself in.
Wow.
So here's what happened.
Okay.
So he's like, okay, who's this guy? He stabbed the guy repeatedly. Then he cut him up with a hatchet and buried him in the backyard. Like, this is the, so this guy's like,
this guy's nuts.
Yeah, right. So his friend's name was Mr. Happy, and it was his imaginary friend.
Oh, man.
His imaginary friend. 37 years old, he has an imaginary friend that he murdered because that imaginary friend was a little bit crazy.
On drugs.
Yeah, if my imaginary friend started doing drugs and
I would totally kill him.
Yeah. I wouldn't even.
Wow, that is awesome. So basically, this guy turned himself in.
Yeah, and then the headlines is, and then he took the world's saddest
mugshot.
And he's sitting there and he's like, oh, he's crying. He does.
He lost his best friend.
I know.
This is crazy. So he's getting charged, though.
Yeah. They blocked him up. No. He didn't get charged. They're like, you're crazy. Get out of here.
But okay. They did look in all those areas. Didn't they say they looked and they couldn't find his imaginary friend's dead body?
I'm sorry. I'm on a different article.
Oh, well, I think
I'm on the article that says.
You're on the legitimate article.
This story fooled thousands of people as it spread across social media.
So
you're not saying, true.
So you're saying this guy really didn't turn himself in?
This guy that murdered his imaginary friend, he's still on the loose. He's still out there. Go find him right now.
Oh my gosh.
No, so this guy. Yeah, so it's not a real story.
Yeah.
But two like news sources reported as such, like, because the original story was on this like this website that makes up fake news.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's called Moron. So
wait. So they went to this, found a source, but took it as credible. That's awesome.
The source was Moron. They didn't even bother to check. Oh no, so
Moron. Maybe they pronounced it.
Maybe they did.
Yeah.
So it's kind of this crazy like story. I don't know.
And yet people.
But here's the thing: it's in Florida, so people believed it because crazy stuff happens in Florida. Like it's like, oh yeah, like what that happened? You're like, oh yeah, Florida. Okay, that makes sense. But this gets back to a deeper issue that like we believe a lot of times what we read, what we see. I'm like, oh, well, it must be true. And like, remember that? Did you ever hear that you could see the Great Wall of China from space?
You can, right?
No,
really, it's a lie.
That's not true.
I mean, I can't. Prove it, because I've never been to space yet.
Yeah, you tried going that one time, a laser cannon shot you out. You had like a little.
I built my own drone.
You had weather spaceship. You had weather balloons in a chair, and you're like going up there, and all of a sudden, pew pew pew, popped your weather balloons.
They don't want us to leave. I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy.
I
bet
agree.
There is no such thing as space.
It's just a big flat sheet of paper.
Yeah, it's like the Truman Show.
Truman Show. What a great movie. So. Yeah, so they believed it. These two other sites put it out there.
Yeah.
And then that got traction. And then, like, all this stuff, like, started gaining traction.
That's just ridiculous. You're like, this can't be fake.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have believed it. I'd be like, this is crazy.
Because it's got a million shares on Facebook or whatever, maybe more. I don't know.
So that brings up the question, like, how do we, like, determine fake and real, like what is that? Because I don't know about you, but I get on Facebook a lot, and I'm scrolling, and you always have these crazy articles, and you're like, "Oh, that's crazy! That's got to be true,
right?" And even just reading the headlines, you're like, "Oh, so yeah." So how do you differentiate? How do you know? What do you do to fact check? Do you fact check, or are you just like, "Oh man"? Because the first time I heard about the story is my wife. She's like, "Oh man, this guy like had an imaginary friend, killed an imaginary friend." So she didn't read the rest of the article. So sometimes I'll scroll through and like, okay, I read the.
This just reminds me of like the Garden of Eden.
Why?
Because your wife didn't check it out. We're like, hey, this is promising. It's like this is promising. No, totally disappointing.
Yeah. So she didn't read the article. And so that's the thing. Like, a lot of times we don't read the article. We just see the headline. Oh, man.
Yeah.
This dude cray.
Yeah. So we like to embellish stuff. I wrote that down. We embellish stories. Like, I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah, embellish. Exaggerate. Like, add stuff to it. Yeah, exaggerate. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, this is crazy. I mean, how many of you have friends out there when they tell a story, you're like, this is so, it didn't happen that way. You are so making stuff up. There were not 100,000 people there.
Yeah, Michael Jackson really didn't come to my house and use my bathroom.
Yeah.
But his sister Janet did.
Yeah.
That's a quote from Goonies. Okay. Oldie but a goodie. So, so you got to be careful what's out there, because there'll be articles, and there's like even websites now dedicated to fake articles. They put up these articles and they're like, oh, you think they're real? And you can create your own. Like, you can, because I remember on April Fool's Day, there's like articles. And you can make them look like a normal web page, right? And they're like, oh, Pierce Bronson died or whatever. Like, then there's like all the Brosnan.
There you go.
I say Bronson.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Pierce Bronson.
He's going to be insulted because he listens to the show.
I'm sorry. No, Pierce Bronson listens to the show. Pierce Brosnan.
He doesn't.
Reverse that. So Pierce Brosnan?
Brosnan.
That's just too hard for me to say. So I'll go with Pierce Bronson. Anyways.
Forever. The old James Bond. Saying your name.
Forever.
Misquoting.
So yeah, so a lot of stories are embellished.
Yeah.
They're added to stuff. But yeah, but I mean, determining the fake from the real, like, it's hard. It's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
So, all right. So make sure you fact check. I go to Snopes.com. Like, Snopes.
That doesn't sound not legit at all.
Snopes? They, like, go through and research them. That's where I found out that this one was fake. And they kind of tell you, like, the truth behind it and all that stuff. So, apparently, this mugshot they used for that guy, like, takes the world's saddest mugshot was from, like, a 2011, like, crying mugshot story or something. No idea. So, but, all right. Well, hey, we've got Pop Goals of Culture coming up. We're going to take a brief time out, and we'll be back in just a second. But for you guys, it won't even feel like it'll just be like, well, right now. And you're like, oh.
You got to hear from our sponsors.
They really take a break. Yeah.
We're still working on those. If you want to sponsor the show, you get lots of benefits.
Yeah. Like, we'll mention your name every week.
We will. We literally will.
And if we don't know your product, you got to give us a bunch of free of it so we can test it out.
Yes. And you got to give us money so we can buy t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Not like t-shirts for the show, of which maybe one day we'll have some, but just t-shirts to wear. Because right now, Chris does not have one on.
That's true. All right. We'll be back in just a second. And it's time for Pop Goes the Culture. Let's try it. Now it's time for
Oh,
Goes the Culture.
Ooh, that was cool. I did not know you could do that. Now I know.
All right, this is where we just talk about this week's top movies and songs and all that. So, are we just going to start with movies?
Yeah, okay, we start with movies every time. So,
okay.
We do.
First off, I have to say, last week, it might have been 2 weeks ago. Maybe that's why I couldn't find it. Yeah. I thought for sure that we had a debate about what movie was going to be come out next to dethrone Age of Ultron, The Avengers.
Yeah.
And I was almost positive that James said Mad Max was going to do it, and I said no because
Let's ask the audience. Hey, audience, whatever you think, just email us in, and that'll be it.
Emails, I still haven't got an email address for us, but yeah, you can email me at Chris Shadowin, that's Chaudoin, at BethelEVV.com. Or James Helm at BethelEVV.com. So, but I don't even remember.
So you think I said the Mad Max? So yeah. So
I thought you said Pitch Perfect wasn't going to do very good.
Oh, I thought it was going to do great.
Well, okay. Maybe this was a conversation that we didn't ever have, and we just dreamed it. Okay,
you dreamed it.
So the Pitch Perfect 2 came out.
Yeah, awesome.
Did you see the first one?
I saw parts of it.
Okay, I've heard it's hilarious. Yeah. Especially if you love a cappella singing competitions, which I do.
You do. You watch Glee all the time.
I don't like Glee. I like. Are they just a cappella? Is Glee a cappella?
I don't even know. I don't think so.
Oh, maybe. But it's the. What's the other one? What was that show?
The Voice?
No, they have the like singing competitions. There's a cappella. It's all a cappella singing competitions. No. I don't even know.
I don't know either.
One of the Boyz II Men was on it.
The what?
A cappella singing competition. A sing-off? The sing-off.
I've never heard of that one. So that was before I was born.
What?
You're really old.
No, it was like last year. Yeah, the sing-off, NBC. So huh.
It must not have lasted a long time.
It was like on for a season, it was off, and then it came back on. It's kind of like, it's on at weird times. Like, it'll be on at Christmas, and it'll be like a Christmas special. Whatever. So,
So Pitch Perfect, too.
Pitch Perfect is a movie about a cappella singing groups.
But don't let that put you off, because it's way more exciting than that.
I guess I haven't seen it. So
it is. It made $70 million. $70 million. That's more than the first one made.
Lifetime?
Like Lifetime.
Do you really? No. Domestic. Wait, so when it opened up, when the first
one
opened...
$5 million. The first one made $5 million its first weekend. So it made $70 million.
Yeah. So that, because Pitch Perfect, the first one was like, everybody's like, okay, the nerdy singing people went and saw it right away. But then it like picked up momentum, kind of like Napoleon Dynamite, where it's like this like, oh, okay, it opened and it was like, people were like, this is weird, what is this? And then like it grew, people were like, this is the greatest movie ever.
Now people love it. They're like, Pitch Perfect. And then it sold a lot on DVD.
I heard it's funny, I hear this one's a little more crass than the first one.
But that's the whole idea of, you know, sequels. You gotta make it better and bigger and take it to the next level.
You gotta make it bigger, I like that. Bigger. Bigger and better. Bigger. Gotta make it bigger. Okay.
So, another movie came out. Quite a good movie, this personally. Movie, I don't know if you saw it.
I did not.
That's too bad.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Fury Road, yeah.
So, it's kind of like a reboot of the series, right?
Yeah, I consider that. But then I got in a debate with my brother about it. And he's like, it's not a reboot.
It's not a reboot? So, because, is it a continuation of the Mad Max story?
Yeah, because it already comes into the scene and he's family's dead. Whereas in the first one,
you see them
die. Experiences that. So
Mad Max, the very first one, it was Mel Gibson. He dies. No, he doesn't die. His family gets killed, and he like kind of goes on a revenge. I saw it I don't even remember it because it was so long ago that I saw it. It was probably like on TV late one night. And I'm like, what is this? Cars driving.
Yeah.
But I guess when they made like Mad Max and the Thunderdome or whatever. Like that was cool.
Yeah,
like I think that's when it like picked up, because the first one was more like a drama, and I think it became more of like a
action.
So it's set way in the future when there's people that drive cars.
Yeah,
like crazy cars.
Apocalypse.
So this one
is post-apocalyptic movies.
This one, Jimmy Fallon described it as somebody like. He's like, I want two tickets, and they like, it's for Mad Max Free Road. And the guy's like, okay, here you go. And you walk in, they grab you, and like, what are you doing? And like, smack you around, and he's like, and then just throw you back out.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, what just happened? I like that. So is that just like high octane, like it's like a giant car chase, like the whole movie?
Yes.
Quit yawning.
Sorry. Okay. The whole movie is, it's car chase. You're like, what is going on? It's crazy. There's some crazy stuff. You're like, how are these people still alive?
Yeah, because I heard they do their own stunts.
I don't know.
I don't know if each one did their own stunts, but I think they like didn't do...
CGI?
Yeah, because they wanted it to feel...
There was a lot of real stuff.
They wanted it to feel real. Yeah. So they did... they would do... Like, they would have either stuntmen or their people like do their... They're stunts.
People really got shot.
People they died for this film. It was so good. But so I read the Plugged In review. So if you don't know, PluggedIn.com, they like review movies and stuff from like a Christian standpoint, talk about the content and the message that it sends. But this one was just like hyper violent, right?
Yeah.
Like so,
yeah.
You said it wasn't very gory.
No,
I don't. I don't trust your judgment on things like that because you don't know.
Yeah.
So again, not recommending this movie for you to go see it, but it's one that like got really good reviews,
98%
on Rotten Tomatoes. So a lot of people liked it. It did well, like for opening weekend, it did good. I mean,
yeah, 40 mil.
It wouldn't have gone up against Pitch Perfect, like because they're the same audience. They attract the same audience, and so they're like, okay, am I going to go see? Which movie am I going to see?
Huh. Singing a cappella group or Death Race.
Death Race, yeah. So they're like, so they're pulling from the same audience pool.
Yeah.
So it was an unwise weekend to put both of those high action movies out at the same time.
What were they thinking?
But anyways, so yeah, so number two. So then back to three is Age of Ultron. So got, I say back to three. It got moved down to three. So.
It did, because it was number one.
Yeah. For a while. Fury 7 still on there.
Somewhere.
He's back up. It moved up one is spot, it didn't four? It? I think it moved, no, moved up to five.
Hey.
It moved up back to fifth. So Fury 7, I don't know. We're just excited about that movie, which we haven't seen. But
it's so good. Well, hey, they announced Furious 8. And The Rock's going to be in it. How awesome is that? He's awesome. And they might even have a spinoff with The Rock.
So The Rock's going to do his own thing? Yeah. What are his movies going to be? The Slow and Furious. Because he's like really, he's furious in those movies too. Yeah. He has a giant gun. So Mad Max was 10 years in the making.
Yep.
And I don't know. I may see it someday. It's not one of those that I'm like, I got to go out and see it right now. I might wait till it's on DVD or something if I do see it. But yeah. Taking it to the next level, like, okay, it's got to be more violent than the other ones, I guess. So it's got... Well,
it was.
It's been so long since the other ones. The other ones were like, what, early 80s?
Yeah.
Mid 80s?
Yeah.
There's been three of them so far?
Yes. There's the first one, the second one, and then... No.
There's Mad Max Fury Road, and then this one? Oh, this is Fury Road. Sorry. I don't know. Okay. Oh, gonna be
he is out of it.
All right.
Yeah, so it's a movie about redemption. Actually, there's a lot of redemption elements. I mean, it's ultra-violent, of course. But I think that's just a product of our society nowadays, because everything... I mean, come on, you play Call of Duty, it's violent. You play this. Violence really doesn't... Eh.
Do we talk about 24 in here with violence?
No.
Okay, so I have a friend that went overseas to do mission work. And I guess him and, like, some of the other missionaries, like, watched 24,
ooh,
like, the first episode. And so they got done, and the guy's like, what'd you think? And my friend said, well, he's like, it's just really, he's like, there's too much sex in it. There's, like, these, I don't know, there's just some things that I didn't like and didn't agree with. And so there's too much sex in it. And the guy was like, oh, I didn't really pay attention to that. Because, but how many people died in that episode?
Yeah.
And my friend, So my friend's name's Dan, so the missionary friends were from England.
Yeah.
And it, like, so their worldview is different. So he's like, he goes, how many people died? And Dan's like, there's like that guy at the beginning. He's like, maybe three or four. And the guy was like, no. And he like knew how many people died, wow, and how they died. And he's like, there's like a whole plane that exploded in the first episode. He's like, there's all this death and stuff. He's like, but you only focus on this because he's like, that's what your society talked about. They're like, yeah, oh, sex is bad, or like you, like this is something to stay away from. And so our minds or whatever are conditioned that way. So when something happens like that, like that's what we focus on. And like the violence, we're like, oh, we're okay with it.
Yeah.
But this like European guy was like, no, there was tons of violence and here's who died and like how many deaths there were and all this. And my friend was like, that's interesting. I didn't even notice that. And so you're right. Like our worldview, like, it's shaped by our culture around us. Like, like where we grow up greatly affects our worldview. And so, and that was one of the questions we got in the interview from that student was, would you see the world differently if you were a different religion? I said, absolutely. Because, yeah, that shapes
that's
a lot
how you
of...
see everything.
Yeah, that, I mean, we see things through a biblical lens, if you will. Like, that's how we view the world around us. And so I thought it was interesting, like, yeah, because the violence in this movie... And also, like, some of the things that the complaints about it is, like, violence towards women.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of women in the film.
Yeah.
And so, some people are saying, oh, it's a female empowerment movie. And some are saying, oh, you're just, like, being abusive to women. Like, that's not nice. So, did you feel like it was...
I thought it was more of the empowerment side. I mean, well, it shows the reality of how women are treated. And then it's giving them, like, they're all standing up. Because there's a lot of, they're very independent. A lot of the women. And then the women who weren't independent, maybe who were abused, at the end started rising up and being able to see their abilities because this one woman shows them how you can. Like, you can stand up to this. You can say no. You can change your world.
So how were the women dressed in this film?
Which ones?
Oh, just the majority of the women. Were they dressed appropriately?
Yes.
Or?
The majority of them had clothes on.
Okay.
There was no nudity or anything like that.
But yeah. Some are dressed kind of scantily.
Scantily, but go to the beach and you'll see way more scantily.
Right. Okay.
Like, this is...
So you're justifying it. That's okay.
No.
I'm just kidding. But no.
I'm compared to America. But you can go to school and see...
Here's what I'm getting at. Because this goes into... there's a Taylor Swift music video that came out.
Yeah.
That's like all these women superheroes.
Yeah.
And, but they're all dressed. So it's like this, in my mind, it's this backwards thing. Because they're like, oh, women empowerment. We're going to be strong women. And I mean, same with Mad Max.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, they're like showcasing women by dressing them scantily or whatever. Like, because in the
super skin tight clothing.
Yeah. And in the Taylor Swift music video, I mean, they're all like in these, you know, high boots and low skirts and all. Like, there's all this stuff that you're like, okay, this isn't necessary.
Yeah.
But, so that's the thing. Like, okay, oh, yeah, we're strong females because we're, like, these female superheroes and we're fighting and we're going to, like, have this battle. We're going to fight or whatever.
But they still fall into the beauty perspective where I've got to look this way.
Yeah, but, oh, but I can't. Like, I've got to look this certain way so that guys will like this video and like us. And you're like, wait, are you trying to be... Yeah, like, what are you trying to be here? Like, that's the thing. And so that's where my... I don't know, I guess frustration lies, because if you're like trying to empower women and trying to say like, hey, you can do what you want, you can be somebody, you don't have to be tied down by these restrictions that society puts on you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but make sure you dress really provocatively.
Like, kind of like, undermines it.
Yeah, and it, like, it goes against what they were saying. And so that music video was weird. Like, first of all,
it was.
I didn't like the way they dressed, but like, it didn't make sense to me, because all it was like, they introduced like... Yeah, they introduced like 10 superhero women.
Every other person's a superhero.
Yeah, and they're like, they got all these cool names. They're like, oh, there's going to be this cool thing. And they just show up at the end and look at each other.
Yeah,
like,
they don't really... There's some fighting in it, but...
There's a couple things.
It's, story.
Yeah, there's no story. I don't like know what's going on, except like, if they're building it up and there's going to be all these other fights with the women and stuff.
Hey, maybe there's going to be another music video.
But it felt more like it just like, hey, let's have a bunch of cameos. Because I think all the people, at least they looked familiar, some of them.
Yeah, there's
some. I think it's like Selena Gomez is in it. And like, who is Kendrick Lamar? No, she's the one in Pitch Perfect. I don't know. It was somebody.
Yeah, but interesting video. Very hyped. Showed up at the Billboard Awards, which Taylor took
home. Oh, the Billboard Awards, that's right.
Yeah, so that happened. That happened on Sunday night, and that was filled with a couple people, Iglesia and Spears, singing a song together.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't watch, did you watch the Billboards?
I watched some of it. I came in and...
You watched some clips.
Britney Spears was obviously scantily clad.
Scantily clad. As she always is.
Yeah, you're like, I remember back when I was in like elementary school, and I thought you were like
the bee's knees.
Yeah, hot. You're like, oh my gosh, she's so hot. You know, oops, I did it again. Song. That was one that was popular. But now you're like, I'm not in elementary anymore, and you are still trying to be the same.
Yeah, she's kind of like the mini Madonna. Like, I feel like she's pushing that envelope of like, oh, I got to be this certain way, and I mean, the whole sex sells thing. We're like, you're selling out.
Yeah.
Because you're putting across this image, and you, like, you're not empowering females. You're putting them in this restrictive...
Which you and I had a conversation about Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift comes from this, hey, you know, sweet country girl with teardrops in her guitar. And then now, if we look at as she's matured and all these girls...
I'm sorry, with the teardrops on her guitar because...
You're the reason for these teardrops on my guitar.
Oh, I thought it was because she murdered people with her guitar and she puts the teardrops on them.
Yeah. No, these are legit teardrops.
No. I know what you're saying. Sorry. Okay, so she's the country girl.
Yeah, so she's the country girl. And then you can see just over time, and I taught younger kids, and they all look up to her and be like, we are never ever getting back together. I don't think they're singing that many. They're singing all their songs. She's so cute. All this stuff. I want to be Taylor Swift. And then, as like, even within this last year, you can kind of see that she's kind of coming out and maturing her image in the sense that it's looking more provocative.
Yeah, and I don't see that as maturing your image. I see that as like trashing your image.
Yeah,
because she like kind of took the stand for, I don't want to say purity, but like it was kind of like this. Hey, you don't have to be the certain way. And like, and her songs were very countercultural to what other people her age, like other pop songs and pop stars, were doing with their songs. And now I feel like her songs are kind of slipping into that, like the Bad Blood song and all that stuff. Like, it's, whereas before it was like,
she was,
what was the one about like, I'm your Juliet, like, you're my Romeo or whatever.
The girlfriend. No, that's
different. No, that's not even.
It's a love song.
Yeah, and so, like, that's when I first heard her. And then she has that, like, When You're 16 song about that girl that, like, makes... Yeah, like, that makes bad decisions with her boyfriend. And she's like, you know, when you're 16, you think this is the world.
Yeah.
And, like, so she had all these great messages, and then it's kind of like she's gone to the pop world and lost some of that image. And, like, now she's, like, dressing more provocatively. She's doing these videos that are more... And I'm like, ah, you're losing that image that set you apart, that made you different from everybody else.
Yeah.
And now I can't see you because you're just like everybody else. Like, you blend in.
And spiral of success and culture.
Yeah. And so, I mean, right, you out there in podcast land listening, like, that's the thing, right? Like you can be like everybody else and you'll blend in. But, like, when you stand up, especially when you're, like... I mean, if you do have that Christian worldview, you're like, hey, I'm going to live like Jesus lived, like, that'll set you apart. Like, people will see you differently, and not in a bad way, but hopefully in a good way. Like, oh, this person's different. And that's why Taylor Swift, I think her success was so maybe surprising to some, because her songs weren't like anybody else, and the way that she presented herself wasn't like everybody else. Yeah. And so, and I hear she's really nice and, like, very kind to her fans and all that stuff, but... When you're in that position, you have to be kind to your fans, or otherwise they don't know why they like you. Like, ah, a jerk.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, so you say she's downward spiral.
I mean, it's just, I wouldn't say it's like jumping off of a cliff, it's a spiral. But, yeah, you can tell a difference. She's getting more, like, provocative and...
Direction, not intention, determines your destination. Yeah, well, so her direction that she's heading, not, I don't know, not...
Well, maybe that's where she wants to be.
And then you say on the billboards, Kanye West, he was censored. His song was censored.
Yeah, so he comes out, he performs in one of those key lights, key spots, whatever, key points. He comes out and he performs, and he's got pyrotechnics and all this stuff, and people were mad at that because they couldn't see him because all the pyrotechnics, and they're like, I don't even know who's in charge of that, or maybe it was his idea, so why are you getting mad at them? But they're like, well, then they had to censor him because of his offensive language. But he's like, ah, that's okay, because everybody who was in this room heard the real glory of it all, and something else, but he's just, hey, this is it, and you need to hear this. But I'm like, his message isn't, I wouldn't say his message is a healthy message.
Well, yeah,
he's his own God.
He's so full of himself. Yeah,
and he sets other people up for that. It's like, hey, I don't know if he says live for yourself, but look at me. And so he's just such a self-centered, focused person. But it's interesting that he's so successful, and a lot of people gravitate towards that message because maybe they see him grabbing success for himself and taking that power. So like, oh yeah, I want to be powerful like him. So right. We gravitate. We want power. We want to be able to lord over other people. And so it's like, but what is he doing? Like, is he a good influence on young people? I would say not.
No, because really because he's teaching you, like, live for yourself.
Yeah,
like that's what it's all about. Like, hey, if people see you as a god, that's what you want. Like, you want to be your own god. And like, it's not going to happen. Like, I mean, you're trying to save yourself, trying to find that meaning, and you're not going to find it there. You're going to be left empty because maybe you think you're God, but everybody else around you doesn't. And Kanye, I know you're listening. Like, just turn it around, man. Give your life to Jesus.
He's going
to
have it. He is Jesus.
He is going to come
Jesus.
Out.
Jesus.
So, we're going to switch gears just a little bit because coming up in a few weeks is my favorite time of the year.
Ever.
E3, stands for the Electronic Entertainment Expo,
which is
a giant video game show. So it's all like the new video games coming out. I think there's 9 press conferences this year. It used to be just Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. And they like, now all these other game companies are adding their, like, oh, we want to do a conference. And so there's a bunch of conferences. Nintendo does their own, like, weird conference called Nintendo Direct, where there's all pre-recorded and everything. Which I think it's better than some of the other stuff, because, like, you don't have that live element of, oh, we could just screw everything up, and you don't have... Okay, so...
It's the confidence.
Because last year, Microsoft announced... Sorry, it's 2 years ago. 2 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or last year. When did When did Microsoft announce their stuff?
Kinect?
No, the new system, Xbox One.
2 years ago because it came out last
year. Yeah. So they announced it, and when they announced it, like, they said all this stuff that was dumb, their pricing and all this stuff, and people were like really mad that the Xbox One was what it was.
Overnight.
Right. But then Sony came out and was like, oh, and just.
But they came out first and said their price, and Microsoft came out after. Because Sony's, I remember this.
No, Sony's press conference was second.
No.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
It was. And Sony said their price was $100 cheaper. And then, like, there was a thing like with the Xbox One originally that you couldn't trade games. You had to, like, sell them to the person. And so it was, so they just made fun of all of it. And it was like these, like, crickets. It was so funny. But, so I get really excited about E3. But the thing this year, and it was kind of big last year, and it's been getting bigger and bigger, but I think this year it's going to be showcased, is virtual reality.
What reality?
VR, virtual reality. So there's these goggles going around. So there's like the Morpheus, which is the Sony's. Then there's the Oculus Rift, which Facebook bought out. So there's all these virtual reality headsets, which you like put on these goggles, basically. And there's headphones, and it immerses you in this different world.
Yeah.
And so...
Wow.
So that's virtual reality. But then there's a thing called augmented reality that I think Microsoft is looking at.
Yeah.
So augmented reality is where you like take the environment around you and you add stuff to it. So. Yeah. There's a game on my iPhone that I had for a while called AR Invaders, Augmented Reality Invaders. And so it would use your camera, and so I'd be looking around the room, and I could see you. And then, like, little aliens would come and try to land on your head, and I would, like, shoot them.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, and so you'd, like, look around and, like, have to shoot the aliens. So it was really cool. So augmented reality and virtual reality are kind of, like, they're going to be on the forefront this year of stuff. I think they're going to be a big – there's going to be a big chunk of the E3 – dedicated to...
What does that mean for us?
Well, okay, so video gaming, like, I always remember it as, like, a social thing. Like, when, especially, like, during the N64 era, when I was in middle school, in high school, when I was in high school, like, I played Nintendo 64, and, like, me and my friends, like, we played GoldenEye, which is a shooting game. We played, like, there's this game called, it was a tank game, not World of Tanks, but it was, like, some... tank game that was, like, awesome. Yeah. And we play Smash Brothers. Like, there's all these games that we, like, get together and play. But now I'm thinking, like, okay, virtual reality, I'm going to put that headset on. I'm going to be in my own world.
So you're like, talking to your friends on the web, and then you can push and see their faces.
You might be able to, but if I'm playing a game, I won't be able to do that. Like, because I won't be able to... I mean, I guess I could talk to people still. But, like, if my kids are up or whatever, and they're, like, wanting to...
Who needs kids?
I know, but I've got them, so... but it's that idea, right? Like, okay, I'm in my own world, so I don't need to be around them. And as my kids get older, like, what if they want their own little VR headsets? And then
that would be so cute. Like, you all be, like, sitting on the couch. Like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm gotta get a picture of that.
Not talking to any of them. Do you remember the Game Boy... It was the Nintendo Virtual Reality. What was it called? It was Virtual Boy. That's what it was called. And it was like these goggles. And you basically lay on the ground. My friend bought one. Huh. But like, I guess they're giving people seizures and stuff. But it was all like, it was only green. It was like, you could, like, you put it on and it was like red and green were the two colors.
Yeah, you're going to have seizures.
Because it was a long time ago. But it was crazy. It was really neat because you were like,
the technology
like
3D. Really hasn't come very far.
Yeah. But no, this was back in the day. So. okay. Well, we'll probably talk a lot about E3 once
that
happens.
Yeah, that's gonna be crazy.
We'll just have like a video game episode.
What game should you play?
I love
what system, obviously Xbox. And
so I know nobody probably cares, but the new Destiny expansion comes out today. So
yeah, no care.
I already downloaded it because I have the Sony app, and so from the Sony app I can hit download and download stuff to my PlayStation. From my phone here at work, so boom.
Whoa, I can do that.
No, you can't.
Sure.
All right. Okay, it's time to play Ann Chocolate. We're going to wrap this puppy up. All right. So Ann Chocolate is, we take a movie title, you add the word Ann Chocolate, and then it becomes a brand new movie that becomes an automatic romance because all the movies are like, oh, something Ann Chocolate. Like, oh, it's a romance. You know that automatically. So the rules are it doesn't have to do anything with the plot of that movie, like the original movie. So last week we did Lord of the Rings and Chocolate.
And
it was
Titanic.
And so, like, it doesn't have to be about hobbits or anything.
It doesn't have to be about chocolate.
Yeah, it just has to be about romance. So, love. Okay.
All right, so here you go. You ready? So I've been thinking about this for a whole minute.
Okay.
Pirates of the Caribbean and Chocolate.
Oh, okay. So Pirates of the Caribbean and Chocolate. This is this movie. Obviously, there's pirates.
Are there?
Yeah, I mean, it's Pirates of the Caribbean. So so there's these pirates, and they're out on the seas, and they, instead of stealing treasure, from people. They steal people's love.
What?
So they'll go in, like, they'll go into weddings and they'll break up the wedding and they'll, like, come in and be like, oh, man. And, like, they'll, like, tell lies about the other person, the couple and stuff. And so the couple that was going to be happily married is now, like, I don't even know if I know this person anymore because they come in.
Not then, that the pirates being there in the first place wouldn't make you think.
Yeah, but no. So the pirates come in and they have, like, they have all these documents. This is, takes place in modern times, so they have all these like emails and stuff that, they doctored, and they're like, "Oh, hey, so we have documentation that he's been like emailing other girls," and she's like, "What? You did what?" And then he's like, "Yeah, and your ring's fake." And they're like, she throws the ring and all this stuff, but one of the pirates realizes that that's an empty life.
Yeah,
and then one of the people, so he's like starts to fall in love with this other pirate lady, and so they start to fall in love, and then there's a twist ending when you find out that she really doesn't like him, and the whole time was just doing this to show him that he was breaking people's hearts, and then she like goes just
stole his love.
Yeah, she stole his love, and so but. There's another twist.
Oh, whoa, I didn't know.
It's a double twist.
A double twist?
And then you find out that she really does like him and, like, had fallen in love in the process. And so that is Pirates of the Caribbean and Chocolate. Somebody's, we have a special guest.
We have a special guest. Come on in.
Special guest, hey, Stacey Emery.
Stacey Emery. Oh, welcome to
we're recording to the podcast.
Viewfinder. Here, I'll empty the seat. All right. See, you got me a drink.
Stacey Emery, what was the last movie that you saw?
Oh my gosh. I don't see movies anymore.
Oh, you don't see movies anymore. Okay. Do you watch TV shows? Stacey Emery is one of the elders in our church. Is there? Okay, you can't. All right, well, we're putting him on the spot. He's coming in. He brought me a delicious beverage. I'm really excited about
Sonic drink.
Sonic drink. It is ocean water. So Sonic.
Price before
four. Oh, nice. So nice. Sonic is a sponsor of our show.
Not dude, really. Sonic's really the sponsors. Best.
But, all right, so, hey, that's been episode 8.
Seven.
I'm just making up episodes. Episode
Whoa, we haven't made that far. Hopefully, if one of you sponsors us, we'll have enough money to make
episode eight. But no, thanks for tuning in. This is Podcast Viewfinder episode 7, and we will see you next time.
All right. I'm James.
I'm Chris. See ya.
Bye.
Podcast Viewfinder.